Our coverage from the infield at Drake Stadium continues on a blistering hot championship Saturday and running a blistering fast time. Marissa Farabee winning the 1500 meters, completing her 3000, 1500, and 5K championships this year. First of all, huge congratulations. Another great race, and it seemed like a similar strategy to your 3000. What was the mentality and mindset to get you going, and what was it like to run such a quick time today?
I would say the plan for the race was go out fast and stay fast. I knew that if I ran my best that I would end up coming in first, and I just used all the people behind me to push me. The heat was a little bit tough today, but we managed to stay cool before the race, pouring ice on ourselves, so thank you to my dad for that. I know he'll watch this and listen to this.
Well, and in terms of just the field, this was a little bit of a tighter window in terms of your time versus the rest. You knew it was going to be a little more competitive. How critical was it to get out so fast to make them kind of chase you, especially in this heat?
Yeah, the 15, you definitely have a lot less time to correct your mistakes, so getting boxed in the beginning is not ideal, but Ruthie out here got out really fast, and I was able to stick with her and then just kind of took it from the rest. So, yeah, thank you to Ruth for getting out so fast and pushing that pace that first 200.
Well, and I had a chance to talk to you at this very race a year ago, and this was a weekend where you really started to find a lot of self-confidence. You had a great cross-country season as a freshman, but it felt like on the track you started figuring some things out, and now here you are with three individual titles between cross-country and track. What has this season meant to you and all the work that you've put in, and what's it like to see it all pay off here this weekend?
Yeah, I would say this season is just a big tribute to all the time spent on treadmills through the winter and all the sweat. Time spent dedicated to running when I could have been doing other things, and I'm really proud that I did that, because this feeling is greater than any of the little moments that I missed out during the winter training. And I'm even more proud to be here doing it with Ruth. Last year I was 1500 alone, so being able to come here with someone really meant something, and I hope we're back here doing the same thing again next year.
Well, on top of that, the 4x8 this weekend was fantastic. This is Medley. It seems like Bellatrack, it may have been a quote-unquote down year, which is unfair to say, but it feels like there should be a lot of fun up ahead.
Yeah, no, we're super excited for what's next. We have a really young team. I mean, we only had one senior running at state track this weekend, and we're going to miss Macy greatly, but we have a lot of really talented freshmen coming in, and hopefully they can step up to the plate. And, you know, maybe not next year, but maybe my senior year or the year after that, girls track will be a name to be scared of.
Well, and now there's a big target on your back, though. They know that you're the best right now in 3A. How does that motivate you in training? This past year, you were chasing championships. Now you're the defending champion. How do you hope to keep your training going, knowing that the target's on your back going into next year, both in the fall and the spring?
Yeah, just keep training smarter, training harder, and putting the work in. And hopefully we'll have the same outcome at the end of cross country. But if not, I'm super blessed to be able to run in general. Running is my favorite thing in the world, and I love the people it brings me. So it's not about the championships, it's about the people you meet on the way and the process of getting there, and that's what I'm most proud of.
Marissa Farabee, your 1500 and 3000 meter champion this weekend. It was so much fun to watch you run, and look forward to seeing you in the fall. Thank you.
Thank you so much.